This is football. I'm Kevin Clark. There are very, very, very few people on a, let's call it, interview bucket list for me. Very few. And we've had some great guests on the show, and I'm not knocking any of them. We have some of the best players in football this year, but we've not had a guy like this. One of the best football players who has ever lived, someone who helped redefine his position, somebody who runs the company that this podcast is produced by. Just a special, special guest. And he lives up to it with an amazing interview. I really enjoyed this. I learned a ton about football. The ManningCast hits the playoffs on Monday night. Bucks, Eagles. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Peyton Manning.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, Peyton Manning is here, media mogul, ManningCast star, my boss. I think he played some football before that. We might get to it. The ManningCast is coming to the playoffs this Monday with Bucks and Eagles. What is going on, Peyton?
I'm doing good, Kevin. Thanks for having me. Excited for playoff football, as always. It just seems like it takes so long to get here now. It's 17 weeks. Finally, we have some playoff football. Disappointed my Colts and Broncos aren't going to be in the postseason, but looking forward to seeing some of these young quarterbacks get it done in the playoffs.
All right, so let's focus on that Monday night game. I think everybody's looked at the Eagles, and it's such a broad problem looking at everything. You can't say, oh, it's just a linebacker, it's just a safety, it's just a quarterback play, whatever it is. It seems like everything, if Nick Sirianni calls you and says, Peyton, help me, pinpoint the problem, where do you start?
Well, I saw where Fletcher Cox had a pretty good comment. He just said, hey, look, everybody's been talking about these past 8 weeks, and rightfully so. But that's the thing about the playoffs. Kind of everything you've done in the regular season, it is behind you. And I've been on the painful side of that, of having this incredible regular season, going 14-2 and then getting beat in the second round of the playoffs. And they kind of say, well, regular season didn't really matter. So, look, it's not what the Eagles want to be doing, kind of going into the playoffs with – there's a little bit of finger-pointing going on. There's a lot of – there's some injuries going on. But, look, I think Nick Sirianni, I think they have to lean on things that worked for him last year and really things that worked for him early in the season. Let's take their first game against Tampa. They ran – the ball extremely well in that game. And that was a big reason why they won that game. That would be something that I would recommend. Hey, let's get back to that, right? A good running game, it just solves a lot of your problems, Kevin. It just kind of can calm things down. It could take some pressure off your defense. Look, easier said than done, right? The Bucks won their third straight division. They have confidence, but still, that's where I'd start for the Eagles. Hey, let's just calm down. Let's go run the ball well. And maybe some play-action shots to A.J. Brown will open up off of that.
Absolutely. I'm curious. I don't think there's very many ex-players more equipped to talk about offense and evaluate offense, quite like yourself. And I'm curious, when you watch these offenses and these coaches, is there a coach where you look at it now and you say, damn, if I'm 29 years old, I would love to play for this guy? If I made you pick one, where are you going with that, Peyton?
I probably headed out to San Francisco to play for Kyle Shanahan. I met with Kyle when I was a free agent. I was talking to Mike Shanahan, who was coaching the Commanders at the time. Kyle was his coordinator. I remember just sitting down with Kyle. We watched film for 2 hours, and I was extremely impressed. And it's been no surprise to me the success he's had, not only as a coordinator in Atlanta and now as a head coach. I think he's innovative. He grinds. He really works at it. Look, it starts with their run game, but the stuff they do off their run game, it's unique. It's different. I think as a quarterback, I can just tell Brock Purdy is mentally stimulated every single Sunday. As a quarterback, that's what you want. You want to come to work every single day and go, wow, what's going to be in the offense today? Wow, I see why this play is going to be in. Oh, Debo is going to be wide open on this play. I can tell Kyle's calling a lot of plays where he's telling Purdy, hey, just trust me, okay? Kittle is going to be wide open on this play. That's a fun offense to play in.
Can you take me through how Kyle makes life easier for quarterbacks? I know, obviously, there's the just trust me, he'll be open, but, like, how does he put defenses in conflict? How does he understand the rules of the defenses so well in order to get those guys open?
Yeah, I mean, look, it starts with their run game. You know, Chris Forrester's their line coach. They are – it starts there. They're challenging those guys up front. They're scheming run plays like a lot of coaches scheme pass plays, right? I mean, they are spending time and analyzing over and over. How can we do this a little bit better? Obviously, when you got a guy like Christian McCaffrey, it sure does help. Look, the shifts and the motions, it puts a lot of pressure on the defense. It keeps them from ever being totally comfortable. And then I think a lot of their play action stuff is off of the exact plays that they're running the ball out of that same look. That's hard for a defense. But look, it's still a player-led offense, right? I mean, you know, Kyle is designing that offense around what his guys do well. And to me, that's a great quality in a coordinator, right? Hey, look, you know, if Brock doesn't do this particular thing well, let's not make him do it, right? Let's find the things he does. And it seems like it's very collaborative out there. And I think that's why they're obviously the number one seed in the NFC.
I don't think any quarterback gets discussed or over-discussed more than Dak Prescott, who I think going into this weekend is one of the most intriguing quarterbacks on the board. If they do well, it's because Dak did what?
If the Cowboys play well in the playoffs, it's because Dak is doing the same things he's done all season. He has been calm and just collected in the moment. You're right. Dak Prescott takes a lot of heat, right? It comes his way. I think that comes with playing quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, right? I think he wants that, right? He wants that platform. He handles it so well. He handles the positives. He handles the negatives. I think Dak just stays pretty even keel, which is the best quality of a quarterback in the NFL, especially playing someplace like Dallas. I mean, Eli had that great quality playing in New York in that market, right? It just serves you well. Don't go through this roller coaster. But look, he's played extremely well. He and CeeDee Lamb seem to have kind of a special thing going. I think for the two of them to keep that connection going, hitting some of those explosive plays, those plays that just shorten those drives, Kevin, where you don't have to go 15 plays, right? We can have a couple of runs and then hit a, 50-yarder to CD, that sort of shortens those drives. This takes a lot of pressure off the quarterback. I'm pulling for Dak. He's had a heck of a year. He's in that MVP running, deservedly so, and I'm hoping he has a good run here in this postseason.
Obviously, on television, everybody's gotten to know you and Eli's relationship a little bit better over the past few years. I'm curious, what's something that even the general fan who watches every Manning cast, what would surprise them about your two relationships?
I'm sure Eli might have a different answer for you than I would, but Eli and I get along well. You know, I think being 5 years older than Eli, we just never argued a whole lot. Cooper and I, you know, we're 2 years apart. Cooper and I argued a lot. You know, we'd have disagreements. I feel like Eli was always, you know, kind of my younger brother that I was, protective of and kind of looking out for. And so I've always, just kind of had that feeling about him, even though, look, he's a grown man now. He turned 43 last week, and so he doesn't need that. But I've just enjoyed doing the Manning cast with him because he sees the game in the same way that I do. We have fun watching these quarterbacks and watching, good football being played. And so it's just fun to work with somebody that kind of sees it the same way you do. And I think I'm in Denver, he's in New York, having this this game to do, you know, 11 weeks every NFL season. It's kind of kept us close for sure.
We will be back with more Peyton Manning after this.
Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesars Palace. All this can be yours when you bet with Caesars Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns reward credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, use the code OMAHAFULL. And then place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, great, you keep those winnings. But if you lose, you get your stake back as a bonus bet. 21 and up only. Offer valid and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 wager only. Must wager with eligible promo code BET. Amount of qualifying wager return only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet, $1,250. Bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Hannah's, New Orleans. Maine, call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-888-427-426-2537, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Can this version of Josh Allen, the Josh Allen you saw last night, can this version of Josh Allen win the Super Bowl this year?
Yes. If the Josh Allen that we saw in the second half last night against Miami is the predominant Josh Allen that sort of shows up in the playoffs, to have a first half like he had last night, I mean, is that going to win one playoff game? Maybe. Is it going to, you know, help him win four? Probably not, right? He's going to need to, you know, to be more consistent. Look, Josh knows that. The Bills know that. But still, you know, like I said, talking about a little bit of momentum, that's all you need is a good second half going into the playoffs. Yeah. And now you have a home game. I mean, there's a lot of confidence in Buffalo right now. I'm not sure anybody really wants to play the Bills right now because they're not sure what they're going to get. Yeah. I mean, they're hoping to get sort of the inconsistent. If they get, you know, hot Josh Allen, look out.
I'm curious. I want to do the last two kind of boilerplate things we do every episode. But the last full question I have is this. When people say that they want to be playing their best football in January, what does that mean? I know that a lot of it's health and, oh, we discovered, you know, this player, this works over and over. But like when it seems like some coaches and players have a skill at playing the best or coaching the best when everybody wants to be, what does that mean this time of year, Peyton?
Yeah, I mean, it probably means different things for different people, for different teams. You know, certainly, players feeling good physically is certainly a part of it. You know, I think at this point, you know, offensively and defensively, hopefully you know some things that you can really hang your hat on. Hey, we, for whatever reason, do these things really well. We play really good man-to-man defense, right? This is what we're going to do in the postseason, right? We're not very good at zone, right? We've 17 weeks, we've learned that. Let's just not do it in the postseason. Same thing on offense, right? And like I said, take the Eagles, right? You know, hopefully you analyze the things that have worked for you. Some things have worked for them to get them to 11 wins. But let's go find those things. And let's go do those things, right? And, and the teams that can identify those things that they do well, they're the ones that'll play well in January. Look, I've seen it both ways, right? You know, teams that are hotter than fire come up short, and teams that just haven't been playing that well get hot in January and make it to the Super Bowl. That's what makes the NFL so great.
All right, we do something called badasses, the most badass person you were ever around in football. Any teammate, could be college, could be pro, any of your stops, you have the floor. The biggest badass Peyton Manning has ever been around in football is who?
Opponent or teammate, either one.
Oh, teammate. Most people do teammate. Now, Dan Marino did Bruce Smith. He did Bruce Smith. He was the only one, I think, who's gone off the board and done an opponent. You can do either one. It just whoever comes to mind.
I'm going with Edgerrin James.
Oh, yeah.
Tough, reliable. I mean, we would just run him every single play in a row, right? I mean, just, you know, 6 yards, 7 yards, 10 yards. I mean, guys would just get tired of tackling him. And I'd ask him, I'm like, are you tired? Are you all right? And the look he would give me for asking him if he was okay. I mean, I was like, okay, I got it. You're fine. I'll stop asking you. Block, catch, there every single Sunday for you. Just the ultimate teammate, Edgerrin James.
What's the play that sticks out in your mind? If you're describing, if an alien comes down and says, give me the Edgerrin James play, what is it?
Oh, wow, God. He had a one-handed catch against Washington in 1999 down the left sideline. Yeah. He had a 80-yard run against the Eagles in 99. His rookie year. I mean, the joy of handing off to a guy and watching him that season was incredible. I had so many minuses on my quarterback grade sheet for my faking. They're like, Peyton, you didn't carry out your fake. I'm like, I've got to watch this guy run the ball. Like, if I carry out the fake, I don't get to see. Like, and my coach is like, okay, I get it. Just mix in a fake every now and then.
That's amazing. All right, last thing for you, Peyton. We can't thank you enough for your time. It's called One Rep Back. We've had a lot of fun with this over the past couple of weeks. You get one rep of your career, whether that's something embarrassing, something where you just missed and you knew you had it. You get to relive one rep of your career and get it back. What are we going with?
Oh, God, one rep. I mean, can I have all 28 reps of the 28 interceptions I threw my rookie year? I mean, C.J. Stroud, the way he's played this year, I mean, like the respect I have for his season, I can't describe it enough because of what my rookie season was like. I mean, I always say, well, it's tough being a rookie in the NFL. C.J. Stroud's like, it doesn't look that tough. It was extremely tough for me. So I'm going to expand that. I want at least, you know, 16 of those back, okay? You know, certainly you got to throw some interceptions as a rookie, but sure, 28, it's just way too many now. And unfortunately, even with the 17 weeks, Kevin, it's never going to get broken because when the rookies struggle now, the coaches take them out. They sit them down. I'm like, no, you've got to be in there all 17 weeks to break this record. Leave him in there. Let him learn the hard way. So, you know, like Mahomes is going to break all my other records, there's no doubt about it, especially with 17 weeks. But the interception record, who's going to step up and break that?
To contextualize what C.J. Stroud is doing, can you just say, I know this is a terrible question, but I'd just like you to speak to it. Why was it so hard for you to not throw interceptions when you're a rookie versus C.J. Stroud? I mean, like, was it just the game was so much faster? Was it just the receivers? I mean, like, just contextualize how hard it is to avoid turnovers as a rookie.
It's a great question because, look, the game is faster. You play at Ohio State, you play at Alabama. The NFL, I mean, it's just faster. I think I made my game too fast because I said, well, the NFL is so much faster, and you know, my drops have to be even faster, and I have to go through my reads even faster. And that's not necessarily what you have to do. You just have to respect the speed of the defense and understand, hey, I just can't make that throw. I made that throw a ton in college. I can't make that throw, right? And that's how you prevent those turnovers. And I think CJ has figured that out so much quicker than I did. It took me a whole season. I kind of figured it out my second year, right? Yeah. But I had to go through that rookie year. So there's that fine line between respecting the speed of the defense, but maybe not over-respecting it where it gets you into some bad habits.
Peyton Manning, the Manning Cast, Eagles, Bucks on Monday night. Thanks so much for coming on. This is Football Buddy.
Thanks, pal.